From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Myanmar democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi says her party appears to have won Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials have been counting as many as 32 million votes cast in the polling. This is Myanmar's first election since an anomaly civilian government was established in 2011 following years of military rule. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russia airline disaster that killed 224 people on board. Islamic State affiliates claim responsibility for the attack. Airport safety expert Todd Curtis of airsafe.com website says all of this has brought airport safety into the spotlight.
You have several governments, among them the UK, the US, and Russia, stating that they believe that there was a bomb that was placed on board the aircraft. Now, to the best of my knowledge, none of these entities have stated whether the bomb was placed by airport staff or by a passenger or by a third party. But regardless, the suspicion that this airport had a situation where a bomb was placed on board the aircraft will, at the very least, call into question the security procedures for that airport. And in a broader sense, this airport is very representative of most airports around the world.
The crash of the Russian plane prompted some air carriers to curb or cut flights into Sharm el-Sheikh. France has requested a UN Security Council meeting today to discuss the deteriorating security situation in Burundi. Saturday, the United States expressed grave concern over the political and security situation and condemned the killing of the son of a rights activist. Late Saturday, nine people were executed by unknown gunmen in the capital Bujumbura. Security forces launched a crackdown in search for illegal weapons. This is VOA News. In the latest incident of violence, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis, happened at a bus stop in the West Bank Sunday, wounding at least four people before Israeli police opened fire and killed the assailant. Two other Israelis were hurt in separate incidents on Sunday. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come to Washington here for meetings today with President Obama. Russell Stone, the former director of the American University's Center for Israel Studies, speaks with VOA about today's meeting and the personal relationship between the two leaders.
Their personal relationship has always been a testy one, at best mistrust and at worst suspicion of the motives of each other. And it will be interesting to see if they can succeed in putting forth a public persona of at least cordiality. As for what will come out of it, most commentators claim that it's more just a mending of fences to try to reaffirm the agreements between the United States and Israel for supply of defensive weapons systems, and if possible, to extend the time horizon for that agreement, as well as to give additional recent technology to Israel, particularly stealth technology in fighter aircraft.
Prime Minister Netanyahu angered President Obama by coming to Washington in March this year without his invitation or approval and an attempt to get the U.S. Congress to reject the Iran nuclear deal. Also, the Obama administration has made no secret of its frustration with Israel stalling on the two-state solution. Croatia's conservative opposition has won the most seats in the country's parliamentary election, but not enough to govern on its own. Cheering from members of the Croatian Democratic Union, which won 59 seats in Sunday's parliamentary polling, the ruling Social Democrats carrying 56 seats, a new party called Most was running third with 19 seats in the 151-member legislature. World Bank is warning that global warming will push 100 million people into poverty across the globe and will do so in the next 15 years in the absence of further action by developed nations to curb rising temperatures. In a report released on Sunday, the bank called for rapid, inclusive, and climate-smart development together with emission reductions aimed at protecting the world's most vulnerable inhabitants. The report comes ahead of a global summit on climate change that opens November 30th in Paris. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.